Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our podcast.
Today we're going to discuss the questions, what did you expect from student life in Düsseldorf, and what differs from your expectations?
Last week we asked you to answer those questions, and we got a lot of interesting messages. The first one I want to discuss today is from Laura, who is studying linguistics. She writes, "When I registered, I was pretty excited to begin my studies, but that excitement died down quickly. I expected more support from the professors, the student union, and the tutors. The instructions were often unclear because people told you different things. Even if you asked for information, you would not get any answers to your emails. I was pretty disappointed because of the organization and the little support you get. The good thing is that I became more independent." Wow, okay, that's harsh.
Yeah, a little, but I get where she's coming from. You would expect a university to be better organized and informed. I often got two totally different opinions on how I should approach a task, and it really upset me because you're confused. Do you do the task like one of them said, or like the other, or somewhere in between? Especially as a freshman, you're clueless.
Yeah, I get that. I guess I would be confused too.
We actually have another message that is similar to this one from Adrian. He says, "I'm studying History of Arts in Düsseldorf, and I should have had my bachelor's degree a year ago, but I was not able to finish in time because the university does not offer enough classes for everyone. So if the class is too full, I'm going to have to wait another year to take it. And the f***ing university doesn't even prioritize students from higher semesters. How the f*** am I supposed to study here? The only good thing about the student life are the people. I have met many new friends and we have a lot of fun. The city is great, the university is not."
Okay, seems like the students here are not so thrilled about the organizational matters of the university. Adrian is a little pissed. But I know quite a few people who can't finish their studies as fast as they expected. And not because they're lazy. Some courses are so packed with classes you have to take, it's simply not possible. Especially if you have to take an exam in every class.
That's right, but how annoying is it when you have the time to take the class and you can't take it because it's too full? Why don't they offer more classes? If the class is obligatory, you have to offer it every semester.
Turns out, even academics can be idiots. We have another message we want to share with you guys. Jessica is still in high school. She writes, "I am so thrilled to get out of this town. I want to experience the life in a big city and party a lot with other students. It's going to be a lot of fun. I don't expect my studies to be so hard. I can just study most things from home."
Well, get ready for disappointment, Jessica. You can expect a lot of illegal attendance lists and a lot of work. Just focus on partying, apparently the only good thing about student life here.
Let's have a look if we have some positive messages here. Yeah, how about this one? Catherine has finished her studies this year and says, "I definitely expected less work. I had to spend days and nights in the library to study without any distractions from my roommates. Studying pharmacy was hard, but I think it was worth it. I have a great job now, and it was an interesting experience to move to a much bigger city than my hometown. And even though I got into a lot of fights with my roommates, we became close friends."
Finally, someone who is not so disappointed. Maybe it depends on the course of studies you take. Some seem to be well organized.
I mean, there had to be some courses that are better organized than the ones we heard about before.
It can always get worse. I would like to share a message from Thomas. He writes, "This is my third semester in Düsseldorf, and I thought it would be easier to get an apartment. I'm so glad that I finally found one where I can live alone. I had to live with two roommates for the first year, and let me tell you, it was the worst year of my life. They would never clean or take the trash out, or anything that any normal human being does. You could hear their music from across the street, and the neighbors always complained. When they didn't have any clean shirt or pants, they would just take mine without asking and wouldn't bother to give them back anytime soon. These people were animals, and I'm so glad I am out of this filthy apartment."
So, we have different opinions on roommates here. You always take a risk when you move in with people you don't know. It might turn out great, but it can also be your worst nightmare, as we heard from Thomas. We're going to continue to talk about this topic with you after a short break with music.